This is a film about a soccer player, but it's far from the kind of formulaic sports documentary that you might see on ESPN. It takes a simple soccer match between Zidane's team Real Madrid and another Spanish side called Villarreal, and turns it into an elaborate and beautiful art piece complete with soundtrack by the Scottish band Mogwai. Florence Almudini is the BAM Cinematheque curator who fell in love with the film and brought it to New York.
It's very dreamy, it's very meditative, and you can really see a man at work without sound, sometimes with sound, sometimes with music, and you get a fragmented aspect to it.
The directors Douglas Gordon and Philippe Pereno used 17 cameras trained closely on Zidane for the whole length of the match. We experience the game through him, including when he's away from the ball, which is most of the time. He paces on the pitch, he stands around lost in thought, and from time to time he revs into action. Sometimes you hear the roar of the crowd. Sometimes the quiet is so intense that you can almost hear the sweat seeping from his pores. Zidane is a national hero, and as a French-born soccer fan, Almudini was hooked from the start. But she found the portrait so intimate that it becomes universal.
He's an icon, I admit, but it also it goes beyond that. He's like just one person and he's also everybody. He's just so immersed in his world, it's like he doesn't seem to realize anything else that's going around him.
There's an erotic quality to this movie, but not so much because of the physical bodies in motion. It's the anticipation and delay, the buildup of tension as we wait for a goal to score or some other more ominous outcome. If you know Zidane mainly for the infamous headbutting incident that got him expelled from the 2006 World Cup final, this movie will help you understand his state of mind. But whether soccer moves you or not, Zidane the film is a new kind of character study that makes a lasting impression. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.